I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard, and then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this. Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut! Sir Ian.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be on air for the next hour playing some all kinds of great music for you. Give me a call if you want to hear anything, 822-2487. And once again, the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. Check out canadapostrock.ca for all the latest playlists and podcasts. And don't forget CITR.ca for all the latest info on CITR and how to get involved and stuff like that. So starting off the show, we heard something from Jan Tiersen and Shannon Wright. You heard a track called Pale White, and that was taken from a 2004 album that came out on a kind of strange label called ICI Records. I don't know too much about them. But anyways, that was a collaboration that they did in about 20 days. So pick it up if you get a chance. And the reason why I play that is because Jan Tiersen is going to be playing here in Vancouver on Friday. He's going to be playing at the Vogue Theater, so definitely pick up your tickets. It should be an awesome, awesome show. If you're not familiar, Jan Tiersen is a French composer, and he's done some famous film scores, such as the Emily soundtrack. He's also put out a lot of solo albums, a lot of collaboration albums, like you just heard. And he did come out with an album this past fall, so check that one out too. I could have played that one, but I decided to play an older song, plus I really am a big Shannon Wright fan, so I wanted to fit that one in. So on Canada Post Rock, we're going to keep going with some more female artists, and in this next set, you're going to hear something from Grouper and Noveler. Grouper is the work of Liz Harris, and she's based out of Portland. She does some really interesting forms of kind of drone music with loops and echoes and just really, really cool stuff like that. You can hear a track off her highly acclaimed album called Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill. You can hear a track called Invisible. And I do believe she just had a 7-inch that just came out like last week, and it was reissued by Thrill Jockey, but it sold out within like, I don't know, a couple of days. A lot of her vinyl is very limited, and it tends to sell out. She just did a show yesterday in Portland, and I do believe she's doing another show on March 10th, so if you want to make it down. After Grouper, you're going to be hearing something from Noveler. Noveler is the work of Sarah Lipstate, based out of New York, and she makes some drone and loop and kind of spacey type music similar to Grouper. You can hear a track called Telescene off a kind of limited EP called Paint on Shadows. And kind of a fitting track title, Telescene, as she is also a filmmaker in addition to her sound art that she makes. She's put out stuff on the No Fun label as well, so check out some more stuff from Noveler. So anyways, I hope you enjoy this set right here in Canada Post Rock and on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track from Grouper.
Thank you. Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Noveler, a track called Telescene, which is taken from the Paint on the Shadows EP, a three-track EP that's definitely worth picking up. Before that, you heard Grouper, based out of Portland, and you heard a track called Invisible off the highly acclaimed 2008 album called Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill. Very, very beautiful track. So if you haven't tuned in before, like I said, my name is P-Bone, and you can check out some more info at canadapostrock.ca or check out citr.ca for latest CITR info. I'm going to be on air for about next half an hour or so, playing a lot of experimental type music. And the other week I focused on an album from a guy named Daniel Polardi Roger, and you can hear another track off that album because it's a really, really interesting album. You can hear a track called El Mares Bellu, and that's taken off his album called Pinta, Nina, and Maria, which is a three-part album dedicated to the first ships of Christopher Columbus. I focused on the first part of the album called La Pinta, and now you're going to hear a track from the La Nina section. It's out on a record label called Actuel CD, and you can check out more info at actuelcd.com, and they're a Montreal-based experimental jazz label. After that, you can hear another experimental artist out of Montreal, a guy named Guillaume Barrette, and you can hear a track called Syncretisme, and this is featured on the Cash 2009 album, which is a double disc album featuring Canadian as well as German experimental artists, and it was put out through the Concordia electroacoustic community. You can check out some more info at cec.concordia.ca. After that, we'll see what we get to. Possibly some more experimental music, but possibly just these two tracks. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Daniel Pilardi Roger.
You're lying. I never hit you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was a really interesting track from a guy named Guillaume Barrette. And that was a track called Syncretisme that's featured on the Cash 2009 compilation that was put out through the Concordia Electroacoustic Community. More info can be found at cec.concordia.ca. That was a track from the first half of the album, which is featuring Canadian experimental artists, and the second disc features experimental artists from Germany. What you heard before that was a really short track from a guy named Daniel Pilardi Roger out of Montreal, and you heard a track called El Mares Bello, and that's featured on the brand new Pinta, Nina, and Maria album featured on the Actual CD label. So we're going to keep on with some more stuff from that label since they've been putting out some fantastic music in the past couple weeks. You're going to hear something from Joanne Hitou. She's from Montreal and also on the same label. She has an album called Receipts de Neige, and you can hear a track called Raphael's 2. And this album is broken into basically four different sections, and you're going to hear a track off the third section. Previously, a couple weeks ago, I played something from the first section. It's a really, really interesting, very cold and dark experimental album. Anyways, check out some more info at actualcd.com. And once again, her name is Joanne Hitou. So right now you're going to hear a track called Raphael's Number 2 right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Quand j'étais jeune, on allait à la pêche aux poissons des chenaux dans la baie de Cap-Rouge, près de Québec. On partageait une cabane avec le bedeau de Saint-Nicolas. Mon père et le bedeau étaient fanfarons. Eux autres, ils voulaient rester le plus longtemps possible. Ils voulaient être les derniers à partir de la banquise. Alors, au printemps avancé, je revenais de l'école. Je rentre à la maison. Téléphone sonne, je réponds. Faut dire que le bedeau était sourd. Pierrot, ton père es-tu là? Je dis non, il est au travail. Tu lui diras que s'il veut voir notre cabane, il n'y a rien qu'à aller sur le pont de Québec, elle s'en vient.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. Very interesting track from Joanne Haytou, a track called Raphael's Number 2, taken from the Receipts de Neige album out on Actual CD Recordings. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and got about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to try to cram in as much awesome music as I can. So right now you're going to hear an album that I've been playing for a couple weeks, but since it's so awesome, I decided to play it again. The brand new Mogwai album. It's called Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will, and you're going to hear a track called George Square Thatcher Death Party. It's out on Sub Pop Records, and they're going to be playing here in Vancouver on May 6th at the Commodore. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Mogwai. We'll be right back. And that was one of the finest post-rock bands doing what they do best. That was Mogwai, a track off the brand new album called Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. That was a track called George Square Thatcher Death Party, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and check out some more info at canadapostrock.ca. And we're going to keep going with some more music and get back into the very strange vocal-based music. You're going to hear something from the legendary Japanese noise group known as Fushitsusha. If you're not familiar, they started out in the early 70s, and it's mainly the work of a virtuoso named Kijei Haino. He's been on the Japanese underground scene for years and years, and he started out in Fushitsusha, and then he moved on to his own solo work. He's just a madman on his on all kinds of instruments. He supposedly has mastered something like 80 instruments, ranging from electronics to string-based instruments to percussion and also a vocal-based experimentation. You're going to hear from one of Fushitsusha's last albums. It's called Origins Hesitation. It originally came out in 2001, and it was originally recorded in 94. You can hear the opening track, which is an untitled track. Well, I do believe it's in Japanese, but I don't have the translation for you handy. This came out on PSF Records, one of the legendary Japanese noise labels. So I'm pretty excited to play this for you. He has some very strange vocal style on this track, as well as many of his other tracks. So after Fushitsusha, you're going to hear something from a Canadian artist, AIDS Wolf out of Montreal is what you're going to hear. A track called Suck is Happiness. And you're going to hear a track called, off an album called March to the Sea. It was just released on Skin Graft Records this past fall. So we'll play these two tracks and maybe I can talk to you again, but who knows. But for now, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Fushitsusha. We'll be right back. And from Montreal, that was AIDS Wolf, a track off the brand new album called March Into the Sea, and you heard a track called Such Is Happiness. Before that, you heard the one and only Fushitsusha with a track off the album called Origins Hesitation, and you heard the opening track. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to try to fit in a couple tracks at the very end. You're going to hear some kind of heavy and industrial electronics from an artist named The North Sea, which is the work of a guy named Brad Rose, who used to be on the Digitalis label. You can hear a track of the brand new album called Bloodlines, and this is out on the Type record label, which also released the Grouper album that I played at the start of the show. Anyways, you're going to hear a closing track off the album. Pick it up. It just came out on Type Records. And then after that, we're going to try to fit in a track possibly by Fugazi, possibly by Tortoise, but we'll see what we get to. If not, I'll be here next week, so stay tuned for some more Canada Post Rock. And once again, check out the site, canadapostrock.ca, and check out citr.ca for all the latest CITR info. So right here on Canada Post Rock, this is The North Sea.